A billion or more years of possible periglacial glacial cycling in protonless mense, Mars, by Richard J. Saw et al. The long-term cyclicity and temporal succession of glacial periglacial or deglacial periods or epochs are keynotes of quaternary geology on Earth. Relatively recent work has begun to explore the histories of the mid to higher latitudinal terrain of Mars, especially in the northern hemisphere, for evidence of similar cyclicity and succession in the mid to late Amazonian epoch. Here, we carry on with this work by focusing on protonless mense, PM, 43 to 490 N, 37 to 590 E. More specifically, we discuss, describe and evaluate an area within PM that straddles a geological contact between two ancient units, HNT, a Noachian-Hesperian epoch transition unit, and EHT, an early Hesperian epoch transition unit. Dark tone terrain within the EHT unit, Horizon Image ESP02845722255, shows continuous coverage by structures akin to clastically sorted circles, CSCs. The latter are observed in permafrost regions on Earth where the freeze-thaw cycling of surface and or near surface water is commonplace and cryoturbation is not exceptional. The crater size frequency distribution of the dark tone terrain suggests a minimum age of 100 Ma and a maximum age of 1 Ga. The age estimates of the candidate CSCs fall within this dispersion. Geochronologically, this places the candidate CSCs amongst the oldest periglacial landforms identified on Mars so far. This was a billion or more years of possible periglacial glacial cycling in protonless mense, Mars, by Richard J. Saw et al.